Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A step and we're bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Stevens is our guest, our new friend, the author of Fairness is Overrated, and we're talking about leadership. It's all about leadership. And Tim, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Fairnessisoverrated.com, is that right, for the book? And I'm sure it's available.
That is correct.
Wherever books are sold. Tim, one of the biggest challenges that small business owners have is this fine seam that our businesses weave between it and our lives. Very fine seam, meaning there's almost no distinction between the two, many times, at least not in our heads. And so finding work-life balance is a real challenge for small business leaders. And your book talks a lot. In your book, you have several chapters that focus on those things. Would you talk to us about what you – now, you teach leaders. You train leaders. You mentor leaders who are having the same kinds of challenges. What have you learned, and what can you teach us?
Yeah, you know what, Jim? I'm just convinced that leadership is forged at home, and a good leader, a leader, you know, worth following, I guess is the phrase I use in the book, is a leader that isn't just a leader in the workplace, but also, you know, leads strong at home as well. And so, you know, a lot of that, it's up to us. It's not our environment. It's not the place we work for. It's up to us to achieve that balance. And it requires, you know, basic stuff, like just getting in control of your calendar, making sure that there's time, that the priority stuff goes on the calendar first. Priority stuff like, am I investing in my children? And am I investing in my spouse and our marriage? Is that stuff making it into not just my word, but actually into my actions and my calendar? And I think being focused on that, on those relationships, those core relationships, is huge. And it's something that leaders often miss, I think, probably in small businesses especially, because we're doing everything, kind of, a lot of times, yeah, especially when the business is starting. And it can be easy to get wrapped up in that.
You talk about, in the book, you talk about guarding your family. Talk to us about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think when you think about guarding something that's very personal, it's something that you're doing yourself, and so you have to do that intentionally. So some things that that my wife and I try to practice is date nights. So we try to make sure that, and we've done that since we have babies at home and little ones, and now the kids are all teenagers, and a couple of them in college, and we still try to focus on that. Because we know that long after the kids are gone, hopefully, God willing, we'll still be around, and our marriage will hopefully still be strong. We'll still be investing in it.
Mm.
Making sure not just once a month or once a week for date nights, but, you know, daily interaction is important as well.
Right.
Annual trips that we do, we've done every year since we got married without the kids, where we find trade-off with some friends, and they keep our kids, we keep their kids, and have done that just so we can invest in our marriage. And then also, you know, investing in the kids individually as well, making sure that we're meeting their needs and there for them.
One of the challenges that we have is, and I've always said that all small businesses are family businesses, whether any members of the family are directly employed in the business. If the family's not undergirding the business owner, then we got a lot of trouble. But how much should we take home with us? I mean, you know, if we're having a problem, and our family can't help us if they don't know a little bit about what's going on, but how much do we share with them? Do we, you know, how much of the problem do we take home to our spouses and our children? What do you think?
I think that's somewhat personal or individual, I should say. Because based on the wiring of the husband and the wife and the wiring of marriage and what's helpful. I know some parents or some husbands and wives, they'll come home, one or the other will come home and they can process, and it's very helpful to them in their marriage and it doesn't get in the way of family. And others, it's like, boy, I really try to kind of almost go through a force field on the way home and try to leave my work at work and so I'm able to enjoy home. I know my particular routine is I try when I get home to have space cleared for several hours for the family, and then I'm a night owl, and the rest of the family's not so much, so if I need to jump back on the computer and do some email later in the evening, that works out pretty well for us. But I think the important thing is staying tuned is that usually the husband or wife, one of them is a pretty good thermostat on the health of the relationship.
Right.
I think if both of them lean on whoever that is to see how healthy the relationship is and just intentionally focus on it.
Well, and that's exactly right. And if things aren't going well with the business, it can cause problems inside the family, inside the marriage, and so that somebody needs to take over the relationship when you know and be in charge of the relationship when the other person is having to be in charge of the business. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think vice versa. I think the relationship at home is not going well, that's going to leak over into the business
and make
business feeling difficult.
Hey, Tim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Tim Stevens, ladies and gentlemen. The new book is called Fairness is Overrated and 51 Other Leadership Principles. You can find it wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out. I think you'll like these nuggets. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.